You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Brian McTaggart of MLB.com. And Brian, the Astros are 5-2 as we record this under new skipper Tommy Lawless. You see him being a serious candidate for the job?
No, I don't think so, because Jeff Luno's come out and said they're looking at a full-time candidate who has bench coach experience in the major leagues or managerial experience in the major leagues. Now, he's getting managerial experience now, but I think what he has in mind is somebody who's done it for a few years. But I tell you, he's come in and he's done a nice job, and I think the team's playing a little more loose. Everyone seems to be a little bit more relaxed, and even the two games they lost that you mentioned of the previous seven, those were two games they blew right at the end. I mean, they could easily be rolling along here with 7-8 wins in a row, but, you know, they had a little bit of problem closing out a couple of games. But still, you know, 5-2 is pretty good.
Well, what is his style in terms of dealing with the players and running a game? What impresses you about what you've seen of him?
Well, we've seen more bunting, which is kind of – it's come along at a time where Astros all of a sudden aren't hitting any home runs, which is kind of weird. I mean, they've been one of the most prolific home run teams in the American League all year. And then when Tom Lawless takes over, he's like, hey, you know, you can't live and die with the home run. I'm going to move runners, which kind of goes against what the analytics people like. But there's been a couple of games where he's used it really brilliantly. He moved runners, bunted. They scored a couple of runs in the ninth inning in Oakland without a hit, and they won that game. So the strategy's been a little bit different. And then I think just you look at him in the dugout, and if they make an error or if they have an RBI to take the lead in the ninth inning, he's the same guy. He's just sitting there with his legs crossed, very relaxed, acted like he expected it to happen. And he's, you know, he's having the time of his life. I mean, it's like a fantasy camp for him, a month-long fantasy camp. And I think the players like him, and he's doing a pretty good job.
You wrote about shortstop Jonathan VR coming back. He was demoted. And one of the things you wrote is, I mean, the Astros, there are people who think this guy can be a contributing player for a long time. What has impressed you about VR?
Well, he had the kind of game on Tuesday night that's why they traded for him. I mean, he played like an all-star. I mean, an unbelievable shortstop. Made a couple of fantastic defensive plays, almost made a third. Went 2-for-4, drove in the winning run. So he has all the tools. I mean, it's inside him. This is what he can do. But so often with VR, it's just the mental focus hasn't been there, especially on defense, play to play. And we saw it in Oakland where a ball was hit to him, and he, just as he fielded it, he almost tripped over the ball and tripped over his feet. It was kind of bizarre. So he'll go from doing that kind of thing than having a game like he did Tuesday to where you're like, wow, who the heck is this guy? So, you know, the time is running out for VR. We all know Correa is coming. You know, he's probably not going to start the year next year because he's coming off that injury. But VR needs to take every advantage, I think, of these final 2 weeks and then maybe into early next season to maintain that focus and show that he's ready to take it to the next level.
Colin McHugh has an ERA of under 3, and he's won 9 games. And he was the guy the Astros got off waivers. And this is, to me, like when you talk about what a general manager does well, when you go out and find a guy on the street, basically, and get him what's the secret to this guy? Did Brent Strom or anybody change things when he got – I've just looked. He looks like he's throwing his changeup fewer, but he is throwing harder, throwing his fastball harder. How did the Astros find something so valuable in this guy?
Well, yeah, you got to tip your hat. I mean, of all the things Jeff Luno has done, I think Colin McHugh is one of the biggest things. You know, got him off the waiver wire. His ERA is 2.79. He doesn't have enough innings to qualify, but if he did, he would be, I think, in the top 5 in ERA in the American League. So pretty amazing. But you know, he was when he with the Rockies and the with the Mets, he did bounce back a little bit between the bullpen and the rotation. The Astros identified him as a starter. They thought he could start. Number one with McHugh, he's got great fastball command, great control. I mean, he hasn't walked a batter in his last 3 starts. He can put the ball pretty much anywhere he wants it. His velocity is up a little bit. He said yesterday he sneaked up need to look at the radar gun a couple of times because his fastball felt so good. But he's just fun to watch. He attacks. He competes. He's been one of the biggest bright spots of the season, I think, of in all the American League. And I don't think anyone really knows much about him yet. But especially in the last 6 weeks, he's been pitching like a Cy Young candidate.
Brian, do you think this has been a productive season for Jonathan Singleton? And do you think the Astros have changed their opinion about what he can be or is going to be and how quickly he can or is going to be that? Well, how would you put his season into some kind of perspective?
Definitely a work in progress. I don't think they've changed their opinion. They're still high on him. He's still going to be their starting first baseman next year. We've seen players, good players in years past, come up, struggle in their major league debuts, and he certainly struggled. I mean, he's hitting some home runs, but he had a couple of hits on Tuesday, but he's still hitting in the 180 to 190 range, which is where he's been most of the year. So he's got a lot of work to do. He's going to have to cut down the strikeouts, put the ball in play more. He does draw walks, which is a good sign. So I think they're probably a little bit disappointed with the way he's played overall, but I think they still see the potentials there. You know, obviously they've made a long financial commitment to him, so they're going to give him every opportunity to try to get this ironed out and probably all of next year at least.
Brian, Reed Ryan is making the tour of Major League ballparks. What is it they're looking to do? What changes are they looking to make at Minute Maid Park?
Well, all the changes they want to make are kind of fan-friendly things. And pretty much the way Reed Ryan explained it to me is from foul pole to foul pole beyond the outfield walls, anything's fair game. I mean, they could move seats. They could take away Tal Hill even. They could put a Hall of Fame out there maybe in left field, an actual area where people could go and look at some of the great Astros of the past. They want maybe like a retail or bar area in the center field. So Reed and Marcel Braithwaite, who's one of their senior VPs, have been traveling all over the country. I think they've been to more than 20 ballparks looking at what other cities have done with their outfield spaces. And their goal is, heading into 2016, to have all that reimagined, redesigned, have more fan amenities in the outfield and make it a place where, you know, people want to come and hang out and watch a ball game at the same time.
24-year-old Nick Troppiano will be in the rotation, the six-man rotation, the rest of the year, a 2011 draft pick. Is he a guy that they look upon highly, a guy they think could be in the rotation could be a contributor to the Major League pitching staff for a while?
Yeah, I think so, and it's interesting because they have a lot of those guys coming up, and the one guy who's getting a shot here in the rotation at the end of the year is Troppiano. And the one word you hear about him over and over, no matter who you talk to about him, is competitor. He's a guy that just goes out there and he competes. I don't think I've ever seen him pitch other than an inning or two in spring training, so I'm kind of anxious to see myself. But he was a guy who was selected in the fifth round of the draft in 2011 out of a small college, and he's grinded and has worked his way up. I mean, everybody coming into this year was talking more about the McCullers and the Ken Emanuels and all these other promising young arms the Astros have, and here comes Troppiano now. He's made his way to the rotation, and he's going to get a shot to make his debut on Wednesday. And, you know, if he can compete, you know, I think that would be a great sign, because talking about McHugh earlier, McHugh is a competitor. I think Dallas Keuchel is a competitor. And so I think if he falls into that mold, he'll fall right in line in this rotation.
Brian, appreciate it. Good work as always. And talk to you down the road, buddy.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.